Subcooling and liquid line management on long runs. Why subcooling is the insurance that keeps a solid liquid column reaching the TXB on long supermarket liquid line runs. How pressure drop from length and vertical lift causes flash gas. How much subcooling you need, and how mechanical subcooling and liquid line design protect feeding to distant fixtures. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Subcooling is how many degrees below its saturation condensing temperature the liquid refrigerant is. Liquid that's right at saturation is on the edge of boiling. Drop its temperature below saturation and it's solidly liquid with margin to spare. While a short residential system, a little subcooling is enough. On a supermarket with long liquid line runs, hundreds of feet of pipe from the machine room to the far cases, plus vertical lift, subcooling becomes the thing that keeps liquid liquid all the way to the TXV. Lose your subcooling on a long run and you get flash gas at the valve, and the far cases starve. Subcooling is liquid line insurance, enough margin that despite all the pressure and a little temperature the liquid loses on the journey, it still arrives at the TXV as a solid liquid column. How it works? A TXV needs a solid column of liquid at its inlet to meter correctly. Anything less, vapor bubbles mixed in flash gas, and the valve can't feed the coil properly, so the evaporator starves and the case warms. Two things attack the liquid on a long run and try to make it flash. Pressure drop from line length and fittings. Friction in long pipe and every fitting drops liquid line pressure. As pressure falls, the saturation temperature falls with it. If the liquid's temperature is at or barely below the original saturation temperature, a pressure drop pushes the saturation temperature down toward the liquid's actual temperature, and where they meet, the liquid flashes to vapor. Vertical lift. Pushing liquid up a riser costs pressure to fight gravity, roughly a pressure loss proportional to the height of the column. A tall lift to a mezzanine or rooftop fixture is a big chunk of liquid line pressure drop on top of the friction loss. Subcooling is the buffer against both. If the liquid leaves the receiver slash condenser with enough subcooling, it can lose all that pressure and the matching saturation temperature over the run and still be below the new, lower saturation temperature when it reaches the valve, i.e. still solid liquid, no flash. The more length, fittings, and lift, the more subcooling you need to survive the trip. Where subcooling comes from slash how it's added on big systems. Condenser subcooling. The last rows of the condenser and any built-in subcooling circuit cool the liquid below condensing temperature. Receiver consideration. Liquid sitting in a receiver tends towards saturation at receiver pressure. Some systems re-subcool after the receiver to guarantee margin into the long run. Mechanical subcooler, a deliberate heat exchanger that pulls extra heat out of the main liquid line, often using a separate cooler refrigeration source or a colder suction stream to chill the liquid well below condensing temperature. Supermarkets use mechanical subcooling specifically to guarantee a solid, well-subcooled liquid column to distant fixtures and it boosts capacity. As a bonus, liquid line slash suction heat exchanger trades heat from the warm liquid to the cold suction, adding liquid subcooling while adding suction. Superheat, useful, but be mindful of compressor superheat effects. In the field, measure subcooling at the right place. Read it leaving the condenser slash receiver to judge what's available, and, when chasing a starving far fixture, think about what's left at that fixture's TXV after the run. Subcooling equals saturated condensing temperature from high side pressure minus the actual liquid line temperature. Suspect flash gas when a distant case starves while near cases are fine. Same rack, same charge, but the farthest slash highest fixture runs warm with high evaporator superheat and a hunting slash starve TXV. Classic flash gas on the long run signature. Look at the liquid line at slash near the far TXV. Flash gas can show as bubbles in a liquid line sight glass, if present and an unexpectedly cool slash erratic liquid line. A sight glass flashing at the far end with adequate charge says you've lost your liquid column to the run. Account for vertical lift. A fixture up a tall riser is the first to flash, because it ate a big pressure and saturation temperature drop climbing. The far and high fixture is the canary. Verify subcooling source health. Dirty slash underperforming condenser, a mechanical subcooler that's down, or a liquid suction heat exchanger issue all cut your subcooling margin and let distant fixtures flash. Normal values and targets. Subcooling leaving the condenser, enough to deliver a solid liquid column to the farthest, highest TXV after all line and lift losses. Short systems live on modest subcooling. Long supermarket runs are engineered for substantial subcooling, often well into the double digits degrees, leaving the machine room precisely to survive the trip. Verify against the system design. At the far TXV, The goal is still positive subcooling, no flash at the valve inlet after the run. Even a few degrees of remaining subcooling means a solid liquid column. 0/- equals flashing. Liquid line pressure drop budget. Designed to keep enough pressure and matching saturation temperature at the far valve that the available subcooling isn't fully consumed. Length, fittings, and lift all spend from this budget. Mechanical subcooler effect. Pulls liquid temperature well below condensing temperature, adding large subcooling margin and extra capacity for the distant loads. Representative. The required subcooling scales with run length and lift. Always confirm against the system's design and refrigerant. Common faults and what they mean. Farthest/highest case starves. Near case is fine. Flash gas from lost subcooling on the long run. Insufficient subcooling leaving the machine room. A down/underperforming mechanical subcooler. Excessive liquid line pressure drop undersized line. Too many fittings. Big lift. Or a partially restricted liquid line dryer. Valve on that branch. The liquid column didn't survive the trip. All cases marginal, low subcooling everywhere, system-wide subcooling shortfall, undercharge receiver/condenser not holding enough liquid to build subcooling, dirty/hot condenser high condensing temp eats subcooling, non-condensables, or a failed subcooling source. Everybody's liquid is borderline. High subcooling, high head, poor efficiency, overcharge backing liquid into the condenser, or condenser airflow problem raising condensing temperature. Lots of subcooling but at the cost of high head pressure. Sight glass flashing with adequate charge. You've lost the liquid column at that point. Flash gas from run losses. A restriction upstream dryer/valve or a subcooling source that's down. Not necessarily low charge. TXV hunting only on the long branch. Flash gas intermittently reaching that valve as conditions shift. The valve can't meter apart vapor feed steadily. Tech tips and gotchas. Subcooling is liquid line insurance. And long runs spend it. Length, fittings, and especially vertical lift all drop liquid line pressure, drag saturation temperature down, and try to flash the liquid. The far, high fixture is always the first to starve. That's your tell. Flash gas starves the TXV even with plenty of charge in the system. A starving distant case on a fully charged rack is usually a subcooling/liquid column problem on the run, not a charge problem. Don't dump in refrigerant chasing it. Check subcooling and the liquid line first. Measure subcooling, not just charge. On long-run systems, subcooling at the condenser tells you the margin you're shipping. What survives to the far valve tells you if it arrives liquid. A sight glass flashing at the far end with good charge confirms run losses. Vertical lift is a hidden pressure thief. A tall riser can eat a big slice of your liquid line pressure and the matching saturation temperature all by itself. The rooftop or mezzanine fixture flashing first is physics. Not coincidence. Mechanical subcoolers exist for exactly this. When a supermarket can't keep a solid liquid column to distant cases, mechanical subcooling adds the margin and capacity. If far cases starve, verify the subcooler is actually running and pulling liquid temperature down. Restrictions mimic flash gas. A partially plugged dryer or a throttled liquid line valve on a branch drops pressure and flashes liquid downstream, starving just that branch. Looks like a long-run subcooling problem, but it's a localized restriction. Check the branch's filter dryer and valves. High condensing temperature eats subcooling. A dirty condenser or low airflow condition raises condensing temperature and shrinks your subcooling margin. Distant fixtures that were fine in spring start flashing in the summer heat. Keep the condenser clean. Safety/code notes. Liquid line and subcooler work opens the high side under pressure. Recover and handle per EPA section 608. Never vent. Mechanical subcoolers add components and sometimes a second refrigerant circuit. Respect each circuit's pressure readings and relief devices. Liquid lines run at high pressure. Mechanical subcooler and heat exchanger surfaces can be very cold. Watch for high pressure and frostbite hazards. Charge changes to correct subcooling must stay within the equipment's design and receiver capacity. Chasing subcooling by overcharging risks high head and liquid overpressure problems.